for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2017 Thanksgiving Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Thursday evening, November the 23rd, 2017. Randy Ritchie is the speaker of the evening, teaching on repentance in warfare.
Your enemy, the devil, goes about as a roaring lion, looking for whom he might devour, right? Thank God for the lion of the tribe of Judah.
Amen.
Who is far more powerful. We're going to talk about repentance in warfare tonight. Before we do, who's first time here? Anybody? Praise the Lord. Thank you for coming. It's always good to see new people. It's good to see the older people coming back, too. As Sister Jerry said, what, 20 years? Daughter of the King? Huh? She's been coming and getting delivered. And helping others get delivered. And then getting more deliverance. And helping others get delivered. And then getting more deliverance. And helping others get delivered. Because every one of us is... had the honor to be able to stand in this pulpit, we all understand that we're not done. We're grateful to the Lord that the work that He started, He's not going to not finish. Amen. He'll keep working on us till the day of redemption. And I know myself, I'm delighted. If I'm up here and I'm administering deliverance, if I'm getting some, I'm just delighted. There are things called hidden works of darkness. You never know. And the enemy's just ugly enough to hitchhike if he thinks you'll let him stay. He works in ignorance, too. Ignorance doesn't mean you're stupid. Okay? It just means you don't know something. But the enemy's an outlaw. So he'll hang out and he'll stay in you if he's got a legal right to be there because of sin or ancestral things or soul ties and many other things that you might hear talked about this weekend. He'll hang out for that, and those things have to be undone to get him to go. But if he can hitchhike a ride and you just let him stay there, he'll do that too. Because that's the kind of devil he is. He's an outlaw. So, for those of you that are here the first time, and just as a reminder to everyone else, there's just a few housekeeping rules that we ask, and that this camp asks. No food in your rooms. No food or drink in there other than water because we're in the country and they don't want to fight plagues and pestilence. They don't have to, the bugs. And then about 10 o'clock, lights out. What you discuss quietly in your room, if you're there with somebody, that's fine. But just kind of be quiet, be aware that other people may be trying to sleep. And then we also ask that is a place, if we're going to walk in authority of the Lord, which we all want to here, if you're not going to walk in the power of God unless you're under authority. And rebels never walk in the power of God, and they get in trouble. How many have been a rebel at times in your life? Okay, yeah. It doesn't really work out, does it? All right. So in that context here, we have prayer at 6 o'clock every morning. There'll be a prayer team in here. If you need, if you want some personal deliverance, and you come for the prayer team, and I just suggest that if you came here and you missed 6 o'clock, you missed. You need to come, as every speaker that comes will speak words that I believe the Lord will use to help you, and it can be deliverance happen during the services, be healings happen during the services. But come for what the Lord might do for you as an individual, and come in the morning. And that being the case, that's what I talk about 10 o'clock at night. If you got to get up at 6, you don't want to be awake at 1 o'clock. Okay. The ministers have trouble. Sometimes we talk too late at night. And we enjoy each other's company. And we get up at 6 and we go, oh, Jesus. But He's always faithful to help us. He's always faithful. That being said as well is that we ask that the ministry you receive in this camp is you receive that at 6 o'clock in the morning or from the minister that's in authority sitting in these pulpits. When they are there at the end of their ministry, they may very well call up for prayer. There may be group ministry. You're welcome to stay and ask for help. But honor that line of authority. Because we don't know how many people are going to be here. We don't know everybody. Okay? And there has been times when there's been damage done to people from prophetic words that weren't necessarily from God. Okay? What happens outside of the camp? What happens after this camp is dismissed Sunday? That's your business. But honor the line of authority here, at least while we're here. Okay? So let me pray before we get started. Father, in the name of Jesus, you're a good, good Father. You are a man of war. And Jesus, you're the captain of the Lord's army. There's nobody like you. You're the first and the last, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. There's none can stand against you, and your promise is that you are for us and not against us. Thank you, Lord, that your name is a strong tower that the righteous run into, and you're an ever-present help in time of need. We run into you and we're safe, Lord. That's your promise. You've given us authority over all the power of the enemy with the keys to the kingdom to bind and to loose. Whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Lord, you've given us authority to bind the strong man. So right now, in Jesus' name, I bind the strong man signed against his camp. I bind a strong man assigned against every family, every bloodline represented here and those that will hear later in the name of Jesus. Thanking you, Father, that every hindrance would be cut off, all witchcraft cut off in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, that all demonic armor would be stripped in the name of Jesus. Every mind-blinding spirit bound in Jesus' name. Deaf-dumb spirits bound in Jesus' name. Antichrist spirits bound in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, all distractions, harassments, bound in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Every fiery dart quenched by the shields of faith as the people put them up in Jesus' name. Lord, we give you the glory. Thank you for the anointing that destroys yokes in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you that my tongue would be as the pen of a ready writer. And I pray right now in advance for everyone that would speak in the days and times to come, Father, in the name of Jesus. And let the people have ears to hear. And as we pledge the blood, even in that song, Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus. And thank you, Lord, I apply the blood now to my tongue and to the ears of the hearer in Jesus' name. Let God arise, let the enemy be scattered. Father, we give you all the glory in advance in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So listen, the first act of war. You're living your life, walking along, living your life, and some of you may have had very good lives, some of you may not have had so good a life. Some of you may have had wonderful parents. Odds are in this nation, no. Yeah. Just honestly. And even the best of parents are just broken people. They're just humans, needing a Savior. We got to forgive everybody who's willing to right now, just before we even go any further, say, Lord, I forgive everyone that ever hurt me, that ever violated me, that ever insulted me, that ever did me wrong. I release them all right now. Forgive me, Lord, for all the people I've hurt. And I forgive myself, Lord. Wherever I need to forgive. And Lord, if even in my subconscious I've blamed you for anything, I repent and break that judgment in Jesus' name. Amen. Just go ahead and take a deep breath. Any unforgiveness come out of God's people now in the name of Jesus. Let them go. Any bitterness, any anger, any guile, in the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. All unholy judgments, let them go in the name of Jesus. Let God's people go. You can't stay in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. All self-hatred, let them go too now. In the name of Jesus. Self-hatred, bitterness, self-accusation, self-judgment. I break your power in the name of Jesus. I break the power of the unholy words spoken over them and against them. I forgive everybody that spoke unholy words against me. And I forgive myself. And I cancel the power of those words. In Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath. Let God's people go. In the name of Jesus, I break your power. In Jesus' name, let them go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let them go. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. Thank you, Lord. Not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. So you're living your life. Maybe a good one, maybe not so good. But you're not born again yet. And you're walking along. And you're either participating with the devil, or he's leaving you alone because you're not a threat and you'll go to hell. But the minute you repent, the very moment you repent, the very moment you feel the draw of the Holy Spirit, it's revealing to you that you're a sinner and you need a Savior. And that Savior is Jesus, who will lead you to the Father. The very moment you begin to repent, you fired the first shot at the devil. You fired it. That's when the war begins. It's in repentance. And the moment you repent, the moment you become born again, you became a target. One that he wants to destroy. One he wants to steal from. And one he would like to kill. But our God is a God of war. Amen. And that very act of repentance, that very thing where you call on the name of the Lord, is when your Father, your Daddy, your God, he says, no, this one's mine. You're not taking them out. We go through things in life, but our Word says he never forsakes us. He'll never abandon us. Isn't that wonderful? Repentance and warfare. All right, sister, let's go to the next one. So, to repent. Strong's Concordance. Metanoia, Greek word, means a change of mind or repentance. It can mean a change in the inner man. Mount's Greek Dictionary says to undergo a change in the frame of mind and feeling, to repent, to make a change of principle and practice, to reform. How many know we need to be reformed? Amen. All right. Let's go to the next one. Word of God. Let's look at how often he tells us to repent. I didn't quote any Old Testament here, but I'm telling you, the book of Isaiah, the Lord says, come reason with me and know your sins. Be as scarlet, I'll make you as white as snow. And though they be as crimson, I'll make you white as wool. Isn't that awesome? What a promise. Look, Matthew 3:1. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Esaias, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Without repentance, the paths aren't straight. So we have to repent. Matthew 4:17, here comes Jesus. By the way, I like to say this. Unless John the Baptist comes first, Jesus doesn't come. And John the Baptist came saying, repent! Repent! Prepare you the way of the Lord! And here comes Jesus. From the time Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Mark 1:15 saying, the time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Acts 2:38, Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Let's go to the next one. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. How many want your sins blotted out?
Amen.
Oh, Lord. When the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Acts 17:30. In the times of this ignorance, God winked at, but now commands all men everywhere to repent. God, this is Paul talking to the Greeks. And they got all these gods everywhere, statue on every corner. And Paul stands up, and there's a statue to a god with that is unknown, a no-name god. And he goes, no, this is the one. This is the Creator. And he says, now God's kind of let all this slide, but now it's time to repent. Acts 26:20. They showed first unto them of Damascus and in Jerusalem and throughout all the coast of Judea and then to the Gentiles that they should repent and turn to God and do works that are meet for repentance. When you truly repent, things change. I always tell people, listen, I lived a messed up life. Smoking dope from the time I was 10 years old. Sexual sin not long after. I lived that life till I was 40 years old. I know the life of destruction. I've lived that path. But by the goodness and the grace of the living God, He reached down and pulled me out of that clay. And He began to deliver me. And very quickly He delivered me from the drugs and the alcohol and the sexual sin. And then over the course of the last 15 years, we've been getting delivered of the rejection and the anger and all the other mess. That was the root of all the first time. Okay? But God is a good God and He's a faithful God. But He brings you to repentance. There are works that are meant for repentance. So I always tell people there are things that I do good now. I do well by the grace of God. And there's lots of wicked things I don't do anymore by the grace of God. But there was a change. We have to have a change. Revelation 2:5. There's a lot to be learned from Revelation chapter 2. Jesus talking to the churches. He says, remember therefore from where you have fallen, where from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come to thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of this place, except you repent, except thou repent. And he's talking to this particular church. They were doing some very good things still. But they said they lost their first love, that first love for the Lord. How many of you know what that first love? Do you remember when you first got born again, what that was like? Now the Lord, listen, the fire needs to be in us to keep. Listen, sister, she was called a burning bush. That's because it was shut up in her bones and it had to come out at that moment. But that wouldn't have been there if she wasn't cultivating a love for the Lord. And we have to pursue Him in our love for Him. So everybody who will say, Lord, if in any place I've lost my first love, I repent for that. And I'm asking you, Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me anew in the love of God, that I would love you with everything I have. And every spirit that's hindered me in love to, from my love for you, I command to go. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Let God's people go. Let God's people go. Let God's people go. Go, 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 go. Every hindrance to agape love, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let God's people go. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Revelation 2:16. Repent or else I'll come unto thee quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. Jesus telling his church to repent. Here's Revelation 2:21-22. He's talking about Jezebel in the church. And God's so merciful. He called her. She called herself a prophetess. She was leading his people into idolatry and sexual sin. And yet the Lord says, I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. So that means that he went to her. He said, stop this. He gave her time. He says, behold, I will cast her into bed, and them as into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. Here's repent again. Revelation 3:3. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt know not what hour I will call come upon thee. Now listen here. Revelation 3:19. You can tie that back to Hebrews. Sorry, I don't remember the verse of the chapter. The Lord says that He chastised those. If He doesn't chastise you, you're a bastard. It means you don't belong to Him. But if you're His, He does chastise you when you're off. So listen, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. So, back to metanoia. Greek word, think differently, change your mind, to repent humbly before the Lord. Think literally, think differently afterwards. Now the next one. Repent in the New Testament always means to change your mind. In the original Greek, it never means to merely feel sorry, which is a modern non-biblical thinking. You know, you can be sorry you're caught. Be sorry something's happened. Be sorry because of the circumstances that are going on because of a poor decision. But that doesn't mean your heart has changed. And that doesn't mean you've acknowledged before God that this is a problem. I've sinned. Like David said, I sinned against you. Not only you. In Psalm 51, and he said, Lord, renew a right spirit in me. Give me a clean heart. Wash me with hyssop. He's crying out to God because he knew that he had strength. He had put a barrier between him and God. Repenting involves turning away from the old and toward the new. If any man come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me, said Jesus in Matthew 16 and 24. Notice in this picture here, you can see this person being grabbed by the Lord and pulled out of the darkness. And look at darkness trying to cling. Go ahead, next one says. Repentance leads to belief. Jesus says, repent ye and believe the gospel. Repent and believe the gospel. Next one says. We've got to recognize we've fallen short, whether you're good or bad, young or old. Understand no one matches up to the glory of God. Like Job in the Old Testament, we've missed the mark and we need to recognize our shortcomings. The Scripture says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. Next one, please. Godly sorrow. Sorrow can lead to repentance, deciding to do God's thing, do things God's way, or it can lead to disappointment. 2 Corinthians 7:10 says, for godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. Godly sorrow leads to repentance. Everybody in the room who will say, they say, Lord,
Lord,
wherever I need it,
I'm asking you to grant me
godly sorrow
that leads to repentance.
You know, I remember one time I had a thing that happened to me early on in my walk with the Lord, and a whole series of events happened, and I literally felt the sickness fly in my ear. I'd opened the door. I felt this thing fly in my ear. I didn't know what it was till 45 minutes later I started manifesting a sickness. By this time in my life, I knew how to rebuke the enemy, and I knew how to believe God for healing. And I began to work that, and I was fighting the enemy, and I told God I was sorry, and all, you know, and I did. But he allowed that to happen, and it was a day later I was traveling somewhere, and on the way I began to weep and cry. Godly sorrow came. When that godly sorrow came, then it wasn't, but a couple hours later, I walked in a convenience store, and I was dressed in a suit and tie, because that's what I was doing in my business, and I had a Christian tie on, and there was a young man, and he had a big old cross on, about that big. And he said, oh, dude, I love your tie, that is so cool, and then, you know, I'm still sick. And I had a cup of coffee in the newspaper, and I had heard this kid, he had that big old cross on, but he was taking a BC powder and he was cussing up a blue streak about his blankety blank headache. He's working behind the counter. And I talked to him a minute and I said, son, I heard you. He told me about the tie thing and said how many crosses he had. Because my tie was a Christian tie, he liked it. And I said, hey, I heard you say you had a headache. He said, yeah. And I said, you know, the Lord's a healer, and the Bible says we lay hands on the sick will recover. I said, I believe if you let me lay hands on your forehead, the Lord will heal you that. And he looked at me and goes, okay. And I laid my hand on him, and I said, be healed in Jesus' name, headache be gone. And I got my coffee, and I went out, I didn't say anything else, just went out. And as I was sitting in my truck putting things together to take off and go, I look up, and he's at my window tapping on it. And I roll the window down, and he's going, dude, man, the minute you touched me, it went away. I said, listen, I said, that's the Holy Ghost. Same Spirit raised Jesus from the dead. It wasn't nothing to do with me. The Lord just healed you, showed you, love you. And I said, you going to church anywhere? You know, he said, man, I haven't been in 6 weeks. And I said, well, listen, go back to church. Go find a place. Get in church and hear the Word of God and serve God, okay? And so, rolled the window up, and listen, I've been sick. Man, I was feeling terrible. And when I drove out of that parking lot, I was healed too. Godly sorrow. Godly sorrow. I asked for it, he granted it to me. So, thank you, Lord. Be humble. Repenting involves admitting you're wrong about things concerning God. James 4:6. I really take this scripture seriously. He said he resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. How many want to be resisted by God? How many think that works? Not at all. He gives grace to the humble. One thing about the Lord is you come to Him just like you are, with the mess that you are, but you come to Him admitting His ways are right and yours aren't. And if you're coming with a reserve that says, okay, God, I'll do this, but not that, or not, blah, 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 and hey, listen, you're in trouble. You ain't going to see a good result. Huh? Until you fall on your face and say, Lord, here I am. Just help me. Help me. I always tell people, listen, all this I tell you, there's a lot of things I do well now. A lot of things I don't do anymore. But the more that I get to know Jesus, the more I still know how messed up I am. Okay? I mean, he's the Holy One of Israel. We're not. We're His kids, and we're precious, and we're valuable. And apparently worth more than you can even imagine, because He paid. But yet, you still got to know how much you need Him. One more, sister. Don't be passive. You see that tape? That's from fear of what people think. Sometimes our own stubbornness. You put your own tape on your own mouth instead of calling on the name of the Lord. Jeremiah 29:12-13. Then you shall call on me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and you shall seek me and find me, and when you shall search for me with all your heart. Gotta go after God. Call on His name. Everybody say this who will. Passivity kills. If you want to get a butt whipping from here until the Lord comes and gets you, be passive. Let the devil have his way. Don't resist him. When you hear lies in your head, you need to do something about it. You need to respond. I'll teach on that in just a minute. But you need to respond. When you're starting to feel tempted in some direction, respond. Respond in a holy way that resists the devil and moves you towards God. Take that off your lips. Next one. You need to expect to be rewarded. You know what the greatest gift God gives us all? It's forgiveness. Behind that forgiveness comes salvation. Behind that forgiveness comes the promise of heaven. Behind that forgiveness comes all the benefits of God. The Bible says He loads us with benefits. He heals all of our diseases. He doesn't reward us according to our iniquities, but according to His tender mercies. But yet, that forgiveness comes to when you go to the Lord and you're true in your heart, you're playing games. Listen, God shall not be mocked. Whatever a man shall sow, he also shall reap. You need to know that. It's not a game. He knows everything. But when you really go, here I am, Lord. Here I am. I repent. Then know that He rewards that. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith it's impossible to please Him. For he that comes to God must believe that He is, and He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And keep following Jesus and do what He says. Follow His teachings. Follow His doings. Know that once your repentance has been accepted by God, then stay humble. And do what Jesus said to do, which is to love one another. Obey God's Word and obey the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. Well, now we're going to move into round two. Everybody who will, I'm going to take you through a general repentance tonight, and then we'll go into weapons of warfare. This is a deliverance camp. How many years now?
1974.
Since 1974. I was just a boy then. I was just getting into more trouble than you can shake a stick at. And yet the Lord knew one day. Kept me alive. He's merciful. To imagine that life and to be here is unfathomable. Except for the grace of God. So this is a deliverance camp. This is a place that there are more and more places in our world now, thank you, Lord, where people are able to go get delivered. But there's still far and few between. I counseled a girl the other day that called, and she got children. She's having issues with them. And I said, "You got your children in church? Are you going to church?" "Well, now I don't believe in deliverance." I said, "Well, you still need to go to church. Go find a place that believes in the gifts of the Spirit, that believes in God's Word for healing and other things, and go in there and get the Word of God in you. And get them where there's a youth pastor, some things they can do where they're around the things of God. Because listen, you still need to gather amongst God's people. And then you pray for wherever you're at that their eyes would open. Because by the way, until you saw it, you were blind."
That's right.
We're all blind. And if I see something today, I might not have last week. We need to be amongst God's people getting His Word. There are places to come to get delivered. There are ministers that will Skype with you. Okay? And it's the Lord moves, but it's the deliverance camp. So people come here and they get delivered, and the full counselors God has taught here. So you're also going to be taught to crucify your flesh and to love your neighbor, and that you might suffer with Jesus as well as be blessed. And the whole package thing is taught.
Amen.
But let me tell you this, you can cast those demons out all day long. And if you don't make the right decisions and resist the devil, they're coming back.
Amen.
But the more you'll behave, everybody say, "I want to behave." The more you behave, and the more you get delivered, the more God shows you, the more understanding you get, then the better you can behave, and the more you get delivered, and it's progressive. It's progressive. The more the cloud that gets gone, the more you can understand. But if you don't choose, you've got to obey. So, let's just say this. Anybody who will, pray with me. We're going to repent. We're going to repent for four major areas and whatever the Lord else He might bring. And we're going to cast out some demons. And the Lord's going to show Himself strong because He likes to do that. He loves His people. And then we'll teach a little bit on the weapons of warfare. Okay? Everybody say, "Father,
Father,
I repent.
I repent.
For me and my ancestors. For all idolatry. Worshiping other gods. Putting other gods before you. Even making a God of our own understanding. And putting your name on it. My own golden calf. My ancestors' golden calf. I repent for worshiping my own opinion, my own emotions, and putting them ahead of your word. I repent for everywhere, Holy Spirit, that I ignored you, that my ancestors ignored you, and just did what we wanted to do anyway. I repent for every cursed object that's been brought into our homes. In the name of Jesus. I break these curses. I repent for being angry and letting the sun go down on my wrath and giving place to the devil. I repent For continuing.
To allow.
Buttons to be pushed. Which are really my idols. Now I break all these curses. And command idolatry to flee. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Let them go. Let them go. Go, 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 go. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Every golden calf, come out of God's people in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Go, 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 go. Every God that's been fashioned and made in the image they desired in the name of Jesus. Not you. Come out of God's people in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. All ancestral gods in the name of Jesus. That from worshiping ancestors. Come out of them. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Sun gods, moon gods, in the name of Jesus. Gods of the stars, come out in the name of Jesus. That from worshiping animals, come out of them. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Every spirit from doctrines of demons, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, mammon. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Love of money. Unholy love of money. I break your power in the name of Jesus. Come out, mammon. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let them go, mammon. Go, 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 go. Baal, go. Asherah, go. In the name of Jesus. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. Every Greek god, come out of them. In the name of Jesus. Zeus, go. In the name of Jesus. Go, Poseidon and Neptune and all of those gods of the sea and all the marine spirits. Let them go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Irish gods, Celtic gods, Nordic gods, Thor and Odin. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. Jezebel, let God's people go. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Go, Jezebel. Go, Ahab. In the name of Jesus. Nimrod, every god named after him. Every god. Go. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Semiramis. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name, let God's people go. All you goddesses, let them go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. In Jesus' name. Sports gods, I break your power. In the name of Jesus. Go. In the name of Jesus. Gods from football, get up. Gods from baseball, get up. Gods from basketball, get up. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Even the God of my own opinion that's contrary to the Word of God. Let him go. Let him go. Let him go. In the name of Jesus. Say, I repent. For worshiping at the altar of my emotions of anger and rejection and hatred and bitterness and alcohol and drugs, marijuana, meth, in the name of Jesus, pharmacists, pharmacia, in the name of Jesus, and I command those spirits to go. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. In the name of Jesus. Alcohol spirits, come out of there. In the name of Jesus. False comforters. All false comforters, let God's people go. In the name of all false comforters, in the name of Jesus. Say, I repent for worshiping at the altar of witchcraft. I repent for manipulating. Seduction. Dominating. Bullying. Intimidating. And I command those spirits to go. Let them go. Let them go. Go, 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 go. Come out. Come out of God's people now in the name of Jesus. Let them go. You bully, come out in the name of Jesus. You that cause them to be bullied, you that bully, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Let them go in the name of Jesus. Altar of rejection, altar of self-rejection. We break you. We smash those altars. Every altar of Baal be smashed in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Lord Yahweh, send your holy fire to burn up those altars of Baal in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Say, I repent. For all sexual sin. On my part and on my ancestors. I forgive myself. Everybody that's ever touched me, whether I asked for it or not. I release those people. I release myself. I sever all ungodly soul ties formed through sexual encounters. I command.
Amen.
Generational.
Amen.
Perversion.
Perversion.
To go.
To go.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now take a deep breath. Let them go. Let them go. Come out of God's people now in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All perversion, homosexuality, bestiality, in the name of Jesus, fornication, fantasy sex, pornea, I break your power. Pornography, let them go. In the name of Jesus, come out of God's people. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. The unclean spirits, let them go. Every unclean spirit, come out now. In the name of Jesus. Dirty, I break your power. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. I break the chains of perversion now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The name above all names. Go. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Say, I repent.
Amen.
For me and my ancestors.
Amen.
For any shedding.
Amen.
Of innocent blood.
Amen.
Including abortion.
Amen.
Human sacrifice.
Amen.
Child sacrifice.
Amen.
Murder.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I break these curses.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
And command these spirits to go.
Amen.
I also repent. For murder with my mouth. For me and my ancestors. Gossiping. Backbiting. Slander. Backstabbing. In the name of Jesus. I forgive anybody that's done that to me. Command these spirits to go. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Let them go. Go, 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 go. Let God's people go. In Jesus' name. Backstabber, go. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. Gossip, slander. In the name of Jesus. Let God's people go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of... Yeah, come on out now. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. Go. Cockatrice, come out from under their tongues. In the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. In the name of Jesus. Say, I forgive. The people that spoke words to me that slammed into my chest. And I break the power of the trauma. Even the trauma. Back to when I was a child. Even in the womb. And I command trauma to go. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Let them go. Go, 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 go. Come on out, trauma. Come on out. Come on out. Trauma that came in the womb. I break your power. In the name of Jesus. Go, trauma. Go. In the name of Jesus. Go, trauma. Get out of God's people. Get out, trauma. I break your power. Trauma is a toddler. Get out now in the name of Jesus. Trauma from abandonment. I break your power. In the name of Jesus. Trauma from divorce. Trauma from the boyfriend that left. Trauma from the girlfriend that left. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. Trauma from the abuse. In the name of Jesus. Trauma from the abuse. The sexual abuse. In the name of Jesus. The physical abuse. Get out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Now say, Father, I repent. For all broken covenants. For me and my ancestors. From treaties. Divorce. Bad business. Cheating in business. Lying. Stealing. In the name of Jesus. And I break these curses off of me and my bloodline. And I break every curse of poverty and lack and fear. And fear of failure. And failure. And I break the failure mechanism off of my life. In Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath. Come on out of them now. In the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Come out. Lack, fear of poverty. Poverty, go. In the name of Jesus. Poverty spirit. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Failure, go. Failure mechanism. I break your power. Let them go. Let them go. Let God's people go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Say, I repent. For all fear. All doubt. All unbelief. I break that threefold cord. I break the cords of death, hell, and the grave. In the name of Jesus. I break the cords of anger, hatred, and and murder in the name of Jesus and command these spirits to go in Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath. Let them go. Go, 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 go. Fear, doubt, unbelief, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Anger, hatred, murder, go. I break your power in the name of Jesus. Death, hell, and the grave. Destroyer, get out. Every destroyer in the name of Jesus. Come out of God's people. All destroyers, come out now. In Jesus' name, you destroyers, in the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. All witchcraft, mind control, I now break your power in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. That came through the TVs, even the programming. I break your power in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Let them go. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Everybody take a deep breath. Say, Lord, fill me up. Fill me with the Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, I invite you to baptize me in the love of the Lord. Fill me up from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. I believe that in your presence is fullness of joy. Fill me with the joy of the Lord. Holy Spirit, I invite you to teach me how to use the weapons I'm about to be taught about. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Number one weapon you have is obedience. If you don't obey, you don't choose to obey, the rest of them aren't going to work. Just telling you. The greatest weapon a Christian has against the devil's kingdom is obedience to God. Obedience to Yahweh prevents the enemy from having a legal right to accuse us. Everybody say, Father,
Father,
I thank you that right now, every spirit whose legal right has been broken and is squatting in me has to go in Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath. All you squatters, come out of them now in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. The case has been filed in the court of heaven. So go. All you squatters, come out of them now in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Hidden works of darkness, come out now in the name of Jesus. I strip the shields. I strip the seals of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, every gatekeeper trying to keep those gates open, I strip you and I plunder you in the name of Jesus. You've been plundered in the court of heaven by their repentance. In the name of Jesus, now let them go in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Ephesians 6:13. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all to stand. 14 says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness. So if your loins are girt about with truth, that means you're going to quit lying. We don't lie anymore. And we believe the truth of the Word of God. And by the way, then, your only truth, all things called truth, have to come through God's Word. And if they don't line up with God's Word, it's not true. Even though you could make it your truth. So if you're plumb line, if you want to live that life of victory, then you have to have the loincloth of truth on. That means God's Word, period. The Bible has to be your truth. Be led by the Holy Spirit into all truth. Breastplate of righteousness. You've got to accept that Jesus has made you righteous. Bam! I'm saved. I'm now the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. He's made me that way. My actions don't make me that way. But now because He's made me that way, I want to live righteously. And if I live righteously, I can live in the blessings of God. And even though I'm going to have problems in that righteousness, living with Him, He's going to carry us through. You want to have a righteous lifestyle by grace. Everybody say, I can't do it without the help of the Lord. But with Him, I can do anything. Amen. So your feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Jane gave us a testimony That means your feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You're walking in the peace of God, but you're bringing the good news with you. Are you willing to share? And everybody shares different. It's as simple as saying, God's been good to me. And then you can go from there. Somebody says, how are you doing today? I'm doing good. The Lord is good to me. You testify. Take the shield of faith. He says, above all, taking the shield of faith wherewith you're able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of spirit, which is the word of God. The lie came. I told you, passivity kills. You've got to respond to the lies. You know something that says you'll never change? Oh, shut up, devil. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. That's the shield goes up. Well, you could go over there and do that. Nobody would know. Oh, shut up, devil. I belong to the Lord now. You've got to respond to it. Shut up, devil. I put off the old man. I'm putting on the new. Shield of faith blocks those fiery darts. If you don't respond, the dart sticks. Here. Some of you have been beat up all these years. You can, and even it's even beyond the point of hearing a voice. You just feel it. Well, you know what? If the feeling of the lie is still a lie, God's Word is true. The Bible says you're the apple of His eye. The Bible said that He's paid a great price for you. Don't believe the lies of the enemy. Stand up to it. There really should be a point where when he's lying to us and you're hearing some voice telling you something about and demeaning your character, you should start celebrating because he's a liar. He's a liar! Be ready to share the good news. Be at peace with all men as possible. Use your shield to block the lying attempts of the enemy to destroy your life and cause you not to trust God. Know who you are in Christ and use the Word of God against your enemy. Armor is your lifestyle. James 4:6. But He gives more grace. Therefore, He says, God resists the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. Therefore, submit yourselves to God. James 4:7. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. James 4:8. Draw near to God. He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, sinners, and purify your hearts, double-minded ones.
This is the end of Part A. Please play Part B. Thank you. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.